A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Inspiring interviews, Singapore stories here on Money FM 89.3 with Ben Pullum, former professional New Zealand triathlete and the founder of Coached here in Singapore, which is doing amazing things with heart rate and with tailoring training programs for different athletes. And Ben, I, of course, did your program, went on the treadmill about 6 weeks or 2 months ago, and it really changed the way that I look at training because, just recap, you're looking more at a tailored program, aren't you, with a heart rate, optimum heart rate for maximum fat burning, and also changes in diet to make you, I guess, the way that your metabolism works.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty cool technology out there. And in my past life when I was racing professional, one of the fun things about it was I could go into the different institutes around the world, plug myself into some machines and really understand what state my body was in and what I could do to optimize it in the hope that I would win a little bit more money and get some better results, right?
Yeah.
And when I moved to Singapore, I realized that technology was not really available here to guys like yourselves and to other people. I thought, well, that'll give me something to do. Why not open something up, a lab up, and see how I can help people?
Yeah, your lab's at the heart of the CBD in Singapore, and I stepped on that treadmill, and I had pretty strong opinions about training and a diet, and I thought having this heavy carb diet with my oatmeal in the morning and pasta at lunchtime, and you know, having that no pain, no gain kind of approach, even though I'm no spring chicken, let's face it, Ben, we're all getting older. But I had this mentality from when I was growing up in Australia of training as a kid, playing, you know, amateur rugby and soccer and cricket and everything else. And about, you know, the maximum you put in, you're going to get something out. And you had it as well, that same mentality. But what you've done and what you found out is that if I train at a certain heart rate and I guess adjust my diet as well, I will be more efficient in burning fat. And also my heart will work at a more efficient way as well, and I'll get better results with less effort.
Yeah, so I mean, it depends on what you are training for. Depending on that, we'll customize things to suit what you're trying to achieve. But the simple goal is to optimize, right? There's lots of ways to do things. Some are harder than others. Some are more high risk than others. And so we come at it looking at, okay, how can we... You know, if you tell me you want to run 3 days a week, I'm not going to sit here and tell you you need to run six.
Right.
If that's, you know, to improve your running time, I'm going to say, okay, well, in these three runs, what can we do to really optimize them so that you get the best return on the time that you invest? And one of the key things that we look at is intensity. So that is how fast you run. Most people that come through our lab are training much too fast.
And too hard.
Too hard, yeah. It sounds... like it makes sense. You know, you have to run hard all the time to get faster. But that's not actually the case. There's a time and a place for that. And you have to be very progressive in how you apply intensity to a training program. And so with you and your goals, I recommended that we get a heart rate monitor on you. That will determine how hard you're working. I like a heart rate monitor because it helps to control ego.
Yeah,
we all have an ego.
Yeah,
I'm an ex-professional athlete, so mine's huge.
Yes,
but having a heart rate monitor just helps to put something a little bit more objective to your training, right? Because if I tell you to go and run steady or to run hard, you have to interpret that. And what is steady? What is hard? You don't really know, right? Versus if I say, Jason, you need to go and exercise at a heart rate between, you know, 120 and 135, like that's pretty black and white. And the nice thing about heart rates is we tag them to various markers of metabolic activity, things like fat burning, things like lactate clearance. And so long as you spend time in those zones that are correct for you, I can feel confident that you're training what you need to train to become better and more efficient, but you're doing it in a way that's very low risk because heart rate responds to various stresses, not just in training, but in life as well. Things like lack of sleep or dehydration or stress at work.
Yep. Well, I'm applying what you taught me, and so far so good. Well, I've been away on vacation, so of course a lot of things go out the window when you're away. But more or less, I'm, you know, doing more moderate exercise, watching the heart rate and trying to get it around the 120 that you recommended. And you know, I'm my goal is to try and be able to train and keep being fit and all that and healthy and slim until I'm in my 60s and 70s, you know. But you've got some good case studies that you've found that other people have done. You know, there's one woman that you mentioned with a dramatic weight loss that someone that came through Coached.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this now for 10 years, and so there's literally thousands of people I've worked with. But I think the lady you're referencing was interesting because she had done really well on her own. She'd already lost 15 kilos, and then she'd plateaued, and she'd been, for about 2 years, she was going to one of the boot camps or F45 or something, and you know, going 4 to 5 times per week, so really putting in a work on the exercise front. On top of that, she was eating in a way that I thought was actually really good, but she just couldn't lose any weight. And so we measured her fat burning ability, like we did with you, and her fat burning was definitely suppressed. And it led me to believe that there were some other things that, you know, were influencing her ability to generate energy from fat. And so what I had her do was stop going and doing the high intensity stuff that she was smashing herself with at boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to go and walk. And she said, walking's not exercise. And I said, well, what do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, give it a shot.
And the long and the short of the story is within 2 months, she'd lost another 8 kilos.
From going from boot camp to brisk walking.
Yeah, because of the frequency she was doing the high intensity stuff, she just wasn't recovering from it. And what that was doing was throwing her body into a state of stress. And stress hormone cortisol is known to suppress fat burning. It also increases inflammation and does some other things that are not so ideal. And she was getting stress from other places in her life as well. And so I just think the stress in life combined with that aggressive stress from training was more than she needed. And so by taking away the stress from training and just getting her doing more aerobic exercise, that is exercise where you take in and use oxygen, it allowed her to fat burning to turn on and good things started to happen.
Speaking to Ben Pullum of Coach, some case studies of how people have changed their training for better results. Okay, you mentioned a guy in his 50s that had some good results. Tell us about that case study.
Yeah, so this one's interesting too. Like I've been working with him since January last year, and he's a really talented athlete. He ran a, well before I met him, back in his 20s, I think he ran a 3:20 marathon.
Wow, that's
which
quick.
Which is pretty quick. But then he went AWOL and he didn't run for 20, 30 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back into it and he'd been training really, really hard for a few years trying to run a sub 5 hour marathon.
And he'd run a 3:20, you said.
Yeah, but that was 20
yeah,
something
but he
years
couldn't
earlier.
Run under 5 hours.
No, couldn't do it.
That's incredible.
And he was training hard too. Wow. Like he was pushing himself really hard. And so I can't remember how he found out about us, but he came through the lab. We put him through a lactate test and a fat burning test.
Yeah.
His lactate results showed he was fit, but really just not efficient.
Was he heavy or his weight was?
Not heavy, but he was chubby.
Okay.
And so what we did is we determined heart rate training zones and I put him on a really structured training program tailored around the Gold Coast Marathon because that was his next goal and that was 6 months later.
Yeah.
And he went to Gold Coast and you know what he ran? He ran 4 hours and 17 minutes.
Brilliant.
Which was crazy.
After not being able to crack 5 hours.
Yeah, and what was interesting is we didn't change the frequency he was running, I believe. I think we kept him running 4 to 5 times a week, which is what he was doing anyway. But what we did is we gave him the heart rate zones. And like I said, they regulated the effort that he was doing. And as a result of that, he had to slow down in the short term to stay within his heart rate zones. But when that happens, your ability to clear lactate improves, your fat burning improves, so your ability to fuel yourself across a long distance gets better. We also had him running over a lot of hills, and that builds strength and power. And these things combined with good race execution, which we also talked to him about prior to the race, led to a 4:17 finishing time. When he came back and did testing prior to that, he was 1.5 kilometers an hour faster at threshold, which is quite dramatic.
That is dramatic.
And he had lost nearly 8 kilos.
Wow.
His fat burning had improved significantly. And since that time, he's now gone on and he just ran in Berlin a few weeks ago and he ran 3:52.
Wow. And he's 50?
55.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Somewhere there.
That's really impressive, you know. All right, with Ben Pullum from Coaches, we kind of look at case studies of people who have adjusted their training methods and got good results. Final one, just quickly, is a professional athlete that you'd mentioned that had worked with you.
Not a professional athlete. This guy was
elite.
He's definitely become an elite athlete. So he's a young fella. He's in his early 20s. He's a triathlete at university, training with the team at university. And he was just smashing himself, absolutely pummeling himself on the track and in the pool. And every time he went out to train, you know, young fellas, we got big ego and like to race. So yeah, I think they were doing that a lot in their training. And then same thing, he came through our lab. We did some testing. He really was fit and showed some potential. And we put a heart rate monitor on him again, it regulated his intensity and it had to come down. I also got him doing a thing called a MAF test, which stands for max aerobic function test. And within 2 months, I think his pace at a given heart rate, so I think for him it was about 143 heart rate, his pace got over a minute per kilometer faster at the same heart rate.
Over what period?
I think it was literally 2 months.
Wow.
So a MAF test is where you run 6K on the running track, but you cap the heart rate at a specific number, which for him was 143. And so if you run at that 143 heart rate, you get slower as the time passes because your body gets fatigued. And so it's having to work harder. So you hold your heart rate steady, your pace gets slower, and then we look at the average pace. And I think the first time he did it, he had an average pace of 537 per K, which to most of you listening is probably
pretty quick. I'd take
it. Yeah, it's pretty quick. But within 2 months, at that same heart rate, he was running at 426.
Wow.
Which is really, really quick because that's a zone one heart rate. It's not an intense heart rate.
No.
It's a very low intensity heart rate. And he's got so good that he's now made the national team for triathlon, and we're working towards getting him on the SEA Games team for the triathlon or the duathlon in the coming games.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, just finally, I mentioned previous with you in other segments we've done about my breakfast, and now I've changed to this protein breakfast of these organic chia seeds, which I soak overnight, and then I combine it with full-fat yogurt. And I'm not missing my oatmeal with mango and soy milk and cashews anymore. It's funny how quickly the body can adjust. I'm not craving the carb breakfast anymore.
No, it's really interesting. The body's clever, and it responds to the good and the bad. The more sugar you eat, the more you crave it. The more fat you eat, the less you crave sugar. So, like I mentioned earlier, I'm a big advocate of a lower carb, healthy fat diet, and that is a relatively fatty breakfast, but it's a good fat breakfast.
Yeah,
I eat a nut granola, homemade nut granola.
But that's no wheat, right?
No, exactly. So it's I can't remember what I put in. I put in mine like pecans, macadamias, almonds, walnuts, a few different nuts. I think there's about five, and then I have shredded coconut flakes and some dark chocolate.
Wow.
And then I have same thing as you. I have a nice full-fat yogurt, and it's brilliant. It helps to keep blood sugar low, insulin low. It gives you a ton of constant energy, and it's a very, very healthy way to start the day, man.
I like the sound of that chocolate. I could do with some right now.
Nothing wrong with dark chocolate, mate. 70% and above, go to town, especially after exercise. It's a great post-exercise treat.
Right, okay. Well, Ben Pullum, we can find out about you right on Instagram, on Facebook. That's Coached, is it?
Yep, facebook.com/coached. And I think on Instagram, we're coached.fitness. And our website is www.coached.fitness.
Okay, so anyone out there wants to maybe tweak their training regimen and maybe look at the way that they eat for training, they can get in touch with Ben and the team at Coached. Ben, good to have you on the show once again.
Thanks for having me, mate.